Tereo Ererangi o Te Mania. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
And welcome to Community Talks, proudly brought to you by Plains Media. In today's episode, we'll be listening to Speaking for the Planet. Sit back and listen. Let's get started.
I am Wes in the Environment Canterbury Youth Ropu. We are a group of young people who, with a goal to advocate for young people across Waitaha Canterbury.
Hi, I'm Emma, and I'm from the Next Generation Conversation, or the NGC. And we're a group of about 16, I think, young people aged 11 to 17 now. We started this group in about 2021, and in 2023 or 2024, we had a group of young people from Nelson, Tasman, who decided that they liked us, and they made their own group called The Lighthouse. And last year we went to go and connect with them in Mistletoe Bay. And now we're planning to go to a conference in Auckland with them in October this year.
Coming up, Year 7 Prepared Speech by Aaron Bastian, Charlie Zafrenko, Jackson, Kalyani Abhilash, Mesui Samuelu, Paolo Gracia from Our Lady of Victory School, and Kitty Yewitt, Ursula from Sumner School.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Aaron Bastian. I'm here from Our Lady of Victory School. I'm here to speak about people suffering from food insecurity. We live in a country that produces more than enough food to feed over 40 million people. It is a massive disappointment to our country that many people don't get their adequate share. We are all here to speak about people suffering from food insecurity. But I am here to speak about something far more important. Kai Motohake, the right to feed ourselves. Over these next few minutes, I'd like to share these three essential points of my speech. Firstly, what even is food insecurity? Secondly, who it is affecting and which places suffer from it the most? Finally, what we can do as a loving community to show our manaakitanga to all the people that need it. What even is food insecurity, you might ask? Food insecurity is when people have a lack of food and nutrients to grow properly. Chronic food insecurity is when some people don't have access to food, and it is extremely hard to maintain a normal and healthy life. Many kids in food insecure families suffer from sickness and malnutrition. About 319 million people in our world are suffering from food insecurity. Many people spend money on ridiculous stuff. And to be honest, would it really hurt to donate at least $10 to a charity? Just think about it. You'd be making the world a better place for all. Well, what places in NZ get affected the most with food insecurity? That would be the Waikato region in the North Island. It faces the biggest threat of food insecurity. About 40% of families in the Waikato region are completely classified as food insecure. The Waikato region is a massive and amazing place, with the Waikato River running straight through the middle of the city. But still, they need our help. What can we do to help solve this problem as a community? Have a think. How tough it is to be living like this. This is just completely unfair. And this is turning to be the reality. The Waikato region is one of the most beautiful places in the North Island, and they deserve our help now. Last and foremost, our goal as a massive community is to ensure all people around NZ have access to food. We should all try to increase our resilience to meet the cares of all Kiwis. Many communities in our country try their very hardest to enhance our country by having late nights for the less fortunate people to come and eat. Many people don't have homes, and that is just one of the many things that they have to worry about. That is just unfair. Humanity has to restore its kindness and respect. In conclusion, It has come to our attention many times, and we never take it seriously. This is the last chance we might ever get, and afterwards, who knows what could happen. That is why we need to take action against food insecurity. Food, it's not just fuel for our bodies. It is a responsibility that we should no longer have due to our recklessness and greediness. We have one chance, and that should start now. Now remember, at the end of the day, it's not about what the earth gave to you, it's about what you gave to the earth. Thank you.
Kia ora, everyone. Today I want to talk about something very important, famine and starvation. For millions of people around the world, hunger isn't just something they experience every once in a while. It's something they have to live with every single day. Families go without meals. Children struggle to focus at school because they're hungry, and many people don't have access to enough clean water or food to survive. While most of us can open the fridge whenever we want, or buy food without thinking twice, there are people who don't know what they're going to eat next. But that's why events like the 40-hour famine are so important. The idea is simple. For 40 hours, people give something up to raise money and awareness for those facing hunger. Some people choose to fast from food, while others choose to give up things like social media, gaming, or technology. It might seem difficult at first, but that challenge helps remind us why we're doing it. For us, it's only 40 hours. But for millions of people, hunger lasts far longer. The money raised can help provide food and shelter for the communities struggling with famine and poverty. Even small donations can make a real difference. As Mahatma Gandhi said, there is enough food in the world for everyone's need, but not enough for everyone's greed. It's hard to think about what that would feel like. Imagine going through an entire day of school or work without having breakfast or dinner the night before. Imagine trying to learn or even sleep while constantly being hungry. For many people, especially children, this is their everyday reality. Hunger doesn't just affect people physically, it affects health, education, and entire communities. So I would like to encourage everyone here to get involved in the 40-hour famine. Whether you participate yourself, donate money, or simply support someone who is taking part, you're helping people who truly need it. And if we can give up a little comfort to help someone else have hope, safety, and food, then it's absolutely worth it. And remember, every penny counts. Thank you.
Do you ever wonder about the millions of lives lost because people simply couldn't afford to live? World hunger is a serious problem, yet it still remains a consistent issue instead of a solved puzzle. The world we live in now is much closer to a dystopian future than a world of peace, and almost no one will care enough to stop it. Almost. Today, I will be covering what food insecurity is, inspiration from organizations around the world, and what we can do to help solve this issue. Although you might have enough food, there are people around the world that can't afford a decent meal. This is called food insecurity. It is caused due to poverty, conflict, and climate change. It strikes women and children the hardest, affecting a child's energy and ability to strengthen social bonds. When families can't afford food, it is usually cheap. The meal satisfies their hunger, but it doesn't replenish their energy. For instance, 32% of the world can't afford a decent meal. That's 2.6 billion humans going hungry around the globe, with 1 in 12 people going to bed with empty stomachs each night. Is this really the world you want to live in? When millions upon millions of people, of children, are malnourished or dying of hunger? They are in need of resources which should not be a privilege. It should be a given. But now, when the world seems dark with suffering, there's still a glimmer of hope. Organizations that have a purpose to help stop this ever-growing problem. Just when you think world hunger will never be solved, there are already some amazing groups working to build us a future where food insecurity will be no more than a memory. Take the World Food Program, for example. They work in over 120 countries, and they have been battling famine in the world since 1961. The World Food Program works with governments to find solutions and help communities in need. The Hunger Project is another nonprofit organization with a mission to end poverty and hunger. They've placed programs in Asia, Africa, and South America. The Hunger Project aims to help rural communities in proper nutrition, health, and education. They also help teach women and men independence with managing their food and resources. These amazing organizations are significantly making our planet a safer place to live in, but what can we do to help them? In a world full of plentiful resources, surely everyone should have their fair share of basic needs. Apparently not, because studies show that the average New Zealand household wastes around $1,364 worth of food annually. That's 80 kilograms per household every year. The common reasons that cause wasting food are because we don't eat our leftovers and we don't store our meals properly. But enough of the bad news, here's how you can actually help. Small actions like learning how to cook the right amount of food for yourself can make a huge difference. Learning how to leftover food from new recipes can give it another chance instead of just going straight to the bin. By donating some food to charity, you can assist the people in need without throwing away perfectly good food. Working together can make a change, even if it is just small. Not just you, but we, as a community, need to rise up. It is up to you now, every one of you, to change your ways. One small action of saving food can help build a new future for all. Together, we can change the course of humanity. Together, we can make a difference. Thank you.
Hey, you. Yes, you. I feel like I'm talking to a wall. You might want to listen to this. Hi, my name is Jackson. And did you know that around 1 billion meals are wasted per day? And 673 million people starving each night that don't have meals to help. And we could help them, but we choose not to. Why? Because we are too lazy to get up and help and make a change for this world. Anyway, back to my speech. Time to dive in to my three core points we need to address. What is food insecurity and what causes it? What does a healthy and sustainable food system look like? And how can we make a difference with food insecurity here in Canterbury? What is food insecurity? Food insecurity is not just being hungry after school. It is not having enough food that gives you enough nutrients to learn, grow, or play. Instead of a healthy meal with veggies or meat, you have ramen noodles or toast. But that does not give us enough nutrients to learn. And when you go to school, you're just hungry and you don't have any food to focus. And there is a problem with today. No one is decent enough to help out. And now for how it is caused. Extreme weather and conflict are some of the main reasons food insecurity is caused. Conflict is like wars and bombs. We still have that today. But other countries used to help out. They spend more money on other countries. Now they spend more money on their military. It's crazy, I know. Extreme weather now destroys houses, food storage, and food itself. On to my second main point. What does a healthy and sustainable food system look like? It looks like us thinking about how we eat, sell, produce, and dispose of our food so that we are making good decisions for us and the world. Currently, our global food system is broken. It is a major cause of climate change, and it still leaves people food insecure. For example, our current food system relies on cows and sheep, and they emit massive amounts of methane, which is bad for the environment. Now I'll talk about my third main point. How can we make a difference with food insecurity here in Canterbury? You can plant a tree in your backyard and put some bushes around it, and on the ground you can put some herbs or leafy greens. Now, in conclusion, this is how you can make a change today. You can make this change for the world, and thank you for listening to my three main points. And thank you again for this wonderful opportunity. Good afternoon. Thank you again. Jackson, signing off.
While many of us stand in front of our fridges, overflowing with food, making a big fuss that there's nothing to eat, somewhere else in the world, a child's wishing for something simple as a single vegetable on their plate. Sometimes we think that there's nothing to eat because there's nothing in front of us that we're craving for. But do we ever think about the food that's being thrown away? Today, I'm covering what food insecurity is and why it matters. Communities across New Zealand stepping up and making a difference during this crisis, and what a healthy, sustainable food system could look like in the future. Food insecurity is like trying to drive on an empty fuel tank on a busy highway. It doesn't just mean not having enough food to eat. It also means that people don't have access to nutritional foods. Some families manage to eat with it, but the food they afford is often cheap and unhealthy, which can lead to serious health problems later in life, such as hypertension and diabetes. Studies have shown that food insecurity is rising at an alarming rate. Almost 282 million people face critical food insecurity. According to the Food World Program, this features how alarming the situation is. Food insecurity is driven by multiple crises like natural disaster, conflict, lack of money, and high food prices, which makes it even harder for people to have a nutritional meal. In some places of Sudan, this is not a challenge, but daily reality. This shows that food insecurity affects not only individuals, but entire communities. But subgroups have started to make a difference during this crisis. In New Zealand, there are many groups taking action for this issue. For example, the Kai Bush Group, Wellington, has saved 900,000 kgs of raw food and rescued 2 million meals and donated to people in this harsh reality. The Love Food Hate Waste campaign helps people waste this food by showing how to store and use better. They're working hard to support families that most of the time go with their food at home. So if they can put effort into this issue, why can't we? Which brings me to my final point. There are various options we can do to improve this gruesome calamity. For instance, you can choose to plant a community garden with various types of vegetables or fruits that everyone can enjoy together. Also, create more school lunch programs that will help make nutritional food for kids in this catastrophic state that need nutritional food to grow, learn, and thrive. Even small actions like reducing food waste and supporting food charities can make a difference. Overall, these solutions show that a healthy, more sustainable future is possible, and with the right actions, no child needs to go hungry. In conclusion, food insecurity is not just about hunger. It's about the people struggling every day for the food they need. Around the world, even here in New Zealand, many families face this very harsh reality every single day. So next time we make a fuss that there's nothing to eat, remember, someone around the world has nothing at all. The seeds of change are already being planted. The question is whether we'll help them grow or abandon the future to hunger. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Masui. Some of you know me and some of you don't, but let me get to the point. Today I'll be talking about food insecurity in my speech, which is a major problem around the world. To solve this problem, we need to address three things. What actually is food insecurity? What would a healthy and sustainable food system look like? And how we can fix food insecurity? Okay, let's get started on the first main point. What is food insecurity, you ask? Well, food insecurity is a big worldwide problem where not everyone gets access to a steady supply of healthy and nutritious food. Let me tell you a fact about food insecurity. 1 in 12 people around the world don't have enough food to eat, while most people have food to eat and don't go starving. What is this caused by? Well, food insecurity is caused by poverty and unemployment because people don't have enough money to buy healthy meals every day. And that is what food insecurity is caused by. Now you know what food insecurity is. Let me get to my next main point. What would a healthy and sustainable food system look like? Well, a healthy food system would be a sustainable network that delivers healthy food and nutrition so that we can all have lots of nutrients and energy in our body. And also, a healthy food system includes raising, growing, processing, ensuring food safety, and lastly, distributing. And one more reason why a healthy and sustainable food system looks like. A healthy food system refers to food that is produced in a way that serves the global population and its natural sources, which protects animals and supports local communities. Amazing facts, right? Well, let me tell you something that will change your mind in my final main point. How do we fix food insecurity? Well, that's a big question to ask, but the most reasonable question to answer. What we should do is help change those who have food insecurity. We need to strengthen our food supply chains, improve our agriculture sustainability, and increase access to more nutrition food programs. And also, we need to strengthen our households and fostering communities for kids who have food insecurity and starve each day. So we should help and stop food insecurity from spreading around the world. So if you just want to do nothing to help others, you should change your mind and help do something to change the world. Finally, I've come to the end of my speech. I hope you learned lots about the three main points I've been talking about. And Albert Einstein once shared a thought that perfectly captures where we should go from here. An empty stomach is not a good political advisor. Thank you.
I believe we as people have been given a privilege in the way we can live. But what good have we done with this privilege? Abandon those who can't afford food, then throw away perfectly good meals without a care? Let me elaborate. We have been overcharging food for years. This inflation not only affects us, but everyone on this planet. And this causes people to lose everything. Such as, I remember having a good look at my fridge right before a shop and seeing how empty it was. Sure, I had the comfort of more food coming that day, but the same thing was happening to millions of other kids all around the world who don't have that privilege. I strongly believe that food should be a right, not a privilege. What with 5.7 million people in the world not able to provide food for themselves or their families. This is why it is important to get food on the tables of everyone. The problem isn't whether there's enough food, it's how we can get the food to the people that need it without throwing it away first. How can we do this, I hear you ask? Well, you can do your part by donating to charities and food banks and writing letters to government about inflation and protesting. But the minimal thing that I know everyone in this room can easily attend to is to not waste food. You can cut down on wasted food by simply not buying more than you need in your next shop. And hopefully, these small changes and acts of kindness can inspire others to do the same. So please, I implore you to write letters to government about inflation and to not waste food. And maybe you can be the reason someone gets food on their plate.
Thank you for your time.
Society is pretty polarized. This basically means that they're divided into two groups of very stereotypical circumstances. For instance, women are viewed as very caring and emotional, while men are viewed as rational, strong, and unemotional. In my personal opinion, I think the person who established this rule, I think they're pretty naive. But the topic we're going over today is not stereotypical. It's rather devastating, to say the least. It is about food insecurity. My speech will consist of three main points. What food insecurity actually is, industrial agriculture and sustainable agriculture, and what we can do to play our part in this ongoing predicament. Some people think that all the others have all the food in the world, but they would be wrong. This is called food insecurity. Food insecurity is when people don't have access to healthy and nutritional food choices. It really is devastating when you think about how much children and humans like us have to endure and cope with this issue. Us humans in Christchurch are living a perfect and basic life, while as of early days of 2026, over 50 countries have been shown to be suffering with poverty and food insecurity. That's right. While us greedy humans have been munching on fast foods, snacks, chocolates, and other processed foods, some people don't even have comfortable beds to sleep on. Some of this is even part your fault, since you might be wasting perfectly good food, which people like farmers do, because one of my other main reasons food insecurity exists is how people farm nowadays. Industrial agriculture is basically food insecurity servants, prioritizing meat production, profit, and fattening up livestock and animals over us humans. People have been leveraging this way of farming for decades, but luckily for us, innovative farmers have found a new way of farming. This way is called a sustainable agriculture. Sustainable agriculture and farmers simulate farms like a natural ecosystem, while industrial agriculture simplifies farming to the point that it actually hurts Mother Nature, which instead of hurting, we should help. Which actually brings me to my next point. One, things we can do to actually solve food insecurity is to donate money over food. Most people donate food over money, but that way of trying to contribute is subpar. Only a bit of money allows food banks to purchase at least 10 meals. Another thing we can do to contribute is by giving up our time to participate in local food banks. Giving up our time to participate only a little bit would change a lot of things for the better. No matter what we try to do, some people in the world just won't change. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try to make a difference for the better. It's about time we make a difference for this planet. Not just for now, but for years to come.
for listening to this episode of Speaking for the Planet in Community Talks. Be sure to stay tuned with Plains Media, where we will be featuring speeches from our talented students. To get instant updates on our latest programs and community stories, follow Plains Media on Instagram and Facebook at Plains Media. You can also tune in to Plains Media Broadcasting on 96.9 FM. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time on Community Talks.